focusing on the progress and preparation for the UN Habitat Conference that is taking place on 26th August. We're going to hand over to the Deputy Minister, who will then introduce the delegation that will do the briefing and then decide how they will do it. Otherwise, I'm hoping that the meeting is going to be a very short one today without wasting too much of your time. You are all welcome. Thank you very much. And I take this opportunity as well to welcome the Deputy Minister and congratulate her on being elected to the National Executive Committee of the United States last weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much to members and my team. Chairperson, allow me to start at this point. We're here at 10 tonight. It was dark. Switch off the lights, you got in completely. So that's why we're not taping this recording today. And we left this building. Went outside, and I'm taken outside the building. They come in my minister. Also equally coming to the city. Having the same message that I had. She was equally angry. So I'm saying we are setting the wrong move, but I hope that this kind of hiccup will be minimized in the future.
Chairperson, thank you for this opportunity of allowing us as a department to come before you and speak about the historic conference that is coming in 2016.
As you remember, that the Department of Human Settlement has been known as Department of Housing for a very long time. And it tends to be Department of Human Settlement. But it started because of the debate that we had in Habitat, where the issue of housing has been the issue that is linked to the habitation of the environment that people live. That where you people are accommodated. They should be parks, they should be clinics, they should be whatever, the integration. Hence, this conference comes at a time where in South Africa, we're extremely excited because we have followed the issue of habitat to the last. The team before you, just coming afresh from Addis Ababa, where we had an engagement in working out the common position of Africa to the conference. I will allow them to elaborate. Thank you, Chairman. In any case, also, we have been part of that. When we were together in Kenya, we were crafting this position. So, the Portfolio Committee has been part and part of what we do. I hand over to Acting DG GI. Thank you.
Being invited to present what is progressing towards the Habitat 3 agenda. Perhaps as you are invited, we introduce ourselves and maybe let me start on my right and allow the ladies to introduce.
Thank you,
Chairperson.
I'm responsible for the International Relations Program in the Department of Human Settlements.
I'm William Chian, responsible for FIPOLA in IT.
How are you going to do this
delegation?
It kind of depends on you.
Thanks, Chairperson. The
areas.
sociocultural urban framework, national urban policy, urban governance, capacity and institutional development, municipal finance, urban spatial strategy, urban economic development strategy, urban ecology and resilience, urban services and technology, as well as housing policy. We expect that these issue papers will be, these policy papers will be ready in January. We're going to use the Habitat 3 issue papers as a basis for our in-country consultation with stakeholders and consult in terms of the National Forum on Green Settlements and Urban Development, which is a broad, inclusive church of human beings and stakeholders. The outcome document for Habitat 3 is probably going to be ready for so-called Draft Zero will be ready in June of next year. We have been requested to host one of the international preparatory conferences for Habitat 3. We initially thought of holding a conference for leading change in the city in 2013, but we've now decided to hold as part of the formal Habitat 3 preparatory process. And it is going to deal with the issue of informal settlements in the context of the post-2015 development agenda. So the theme of the conference is leading change in the city, from slums to inclusive, resilient and sustainable citizens in the settlements. It's not only going to be a contribution to the preparation of Habitat 3, but also will support our domestic discussions on improving informal settlement upgrading as a concept. In terms of the regional preparatory process, the African Union Specialized Technical Committee has agreed that we should develop a common African position for Habitat 3. So as William has already indicated, we intend taking an active role in shaping the new urban agenda as Africans, in line with our vision for an African urban agenda, which will promote the structural transformation in alignment with the Agenda 2063 of the African Union. There will be an African Regional Preparatory Conference in Nigeria in November or December 2016 to refine and endorse the Common African Position. Then we also intend to try to draw the ministers of Southern Africa closer into a cooperation. So we would like to have on the eve of our Leading Change Conference to foster to call for a study caucus to foster stronger collaboration within the government. And then the chairperson of the African Union Commission has indicated that the upcoming summits will look at urbanization as a one of their specialties. So we will get endorsement for the Common African Position, hopefully by the African Heads of State. In terms of the international preparatory processes, the chairperson has participated in the first two preparatory committee meetings that took place under the auspices of the United Nations General Assembly. The second part of the international preparatory processes are the special thematic conferences. There are several, including the one that I've just mentioned, to take place in South Africa. There will be one in Israel, in Canada, Ecuador, Spain, Mexico, Barcelona. Each of these will deal with a different theme and serve to prepare ourselves to what we would like to see included in the urban agenda when we adopt it in 2016. The next slide are really just our roadmap in terms of what we envisage, how we want to prepare ourselves as a country. So in August we will share the 2022
Thank you.
first habitat, habitat one, which was in 1936, because we were not government at the time. And in 1996, we were a government. And Pakistan government delegation was led by the minister then, Wasanji Mutembe Mahanye, who went to the conference in Delhi. Since that time, we were part of the discussion. But what we are saying, we're not part of the discussion in terms of the content. We attended because we were just coming into government. But remember, 1976 is when we were adopting the constitution. Even the structure of the parliament at the time were not seized with the issue. So now we're better posed. That's number one. And also, although the conference takes place every 20 years, in between, we have what is called World Event Forum, which is an international forum, which allows space for parliament and ourselves as government to engage in that to ensure that we give a progress report in terms of what we're doing, taking from the conferences. So in between there are event forums, which are a form of engagement. And what we are saying at the moment, that is Africa, if you remember in 2005, we had what is called African Minister Conference of on Housing and Urban Development, which was the first convention, which was in Durban, where we came up with a declaration of the participation of us as a continent in the building of houses. And that's what is helping us going forward, because as African ministers, we have been meeting. What has been missing, we are correcting, is Parliament. Because in this process, we have never engaged Parliament as such, especially in Kenya, although no one Parliament knows that habitat is in Kenya. So your right to get in and out of Kenya when we have this forum and invite you so that you can be participatory. You are allowed to participate in this forum. They are open. But members of Parliament across the continent, they don't participate. You don't see them in the participation. Let me be frank with you. I don't see them participating. Your participation in a conference Ecuador going forward, you will be part of the delegation of South Africa. You'll be part of our delegation and the continent. Make sure that you are there. But Parliament is supposed to participate in terms of IPU. Remember, your international parliamentary unit. I don't know what you stand for. IPU, I know IPU. No, you're supposed to participate in that, but I'm not sure if it's coordinating this process. People who know that are the people within Parliament that drive the international agenda. Inform them that there's Habitat 3, that is our participation, because you can register on your own as Parliament. You can, and there's more delegation if you want to. On the internet, you can register, it's open. But in our delegation, we are forced to take up members of Parliament. I think more than, I don't know what other issues that members should take up my delegation, but that's what I wanted to say. In any case, your chairperson is already coming from the UN. What are you talking about? She's participating in this process.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And when I think you can handle the technical issue, the political one, the UN has tried to cover.
Thanks. The readiness is very important, and I think that South Africa is even more than ready. We have submitted our country's aid. Remember, we passed it to the Constitution. Each week, the country has done quite an extensive review of how we performed in the last 20 years. And not only that, each and every country origin in Africa is going through the same process. Perhaps what we should be saying is that in Nigeria, we'll be receiving a report of how other
terms of the documentation, we will, as I was already indicated, we'll use our country report. In the country report, you'll see there were a section under each chapter, what are the issues that we're still grappling with, what would we like to see included in the new urban agenda. So our stakeholders have already started thinking about what they would like to see reflected in it. And then as the issue papers are multiply debated, we will get new issues that we want to see included. And as the policy papers come out, we will again. So it's all about trying to use as much information at our disposal as possible to make informed proposals into the new agenda. So that's what I say, the process. It's not a once-off meeting. So we will use whatever documentation we have at our disposal at the time to be able to make decisions, but there won't be firm positions. Because as you negotiate, in any case, you have to be flexible and take other issues on board that other regions or other countries would like to see incorporated. But for us, we want to sort of identify five or six key issues that we think we need to fight quite hard for. And that's what our regulatory process is going to be about. Thank you.
Honourable Josh, I raised the question of the region study. The reason why we now have an SDG is because the regions have been in discussing delicate issues. Now, if the head of state are discussing at that level, then that the regions also have to send a convention. This is the reason why we believe in hosting in the specific side event at the thematic conference because of all static limits, so that we now contextualize the action and collectively perhaps as the country with a catalyst in ensuring that it becomes a seminar from the static.
Thank you. I think one of the things that is really important to understand honorable story is that this UN Habitat is a process of the United Nations. So the Arctic system is really a right hand in Africa and the Arctic system. And maybe even though we have not been in the field and we would want to be, but we have been influenced by the process that actually has been unfolding here. One of the reasons why I'm saying that is that even the fact that we have to change the department to human settlements of house is actually the interest of the UN Habitat. Because if you look at the Habitat 2, it talks about the development of sustainable human settlements. And that's one of the reasons why then decided to think human settlements instead of house. Because of those interests. And I also want to believe that as the roadmap comes closer and unfolds, we will come closer to the process as the portfolio committee. Now that the report has been presented to us formally, one, even though the BN is saying will be part of the delegation, obviously we still need to engage Parliament itself to make sure that formally Parliament adopts this, and so that we, even if government takes that delegation, but it's not a parliamentary delegation, because that way it could accommodate more people. That's one. Secondly, I also want to believe that during that thematic conference, the committee will then be invited, all of us, to participate fully in that process so that we start to understand it better. And between the July press and the conference press, I want to also believe that there will be a working meeting between the department itself and ourselves where then we can start to grasp the process as it now becomes closer. So I just want to have that belief that those areas will be dealt with. Yes, Parliament itself is not assist in this process and to shoot. It's government that are dealing with it. But now that it has come to us, Parliament must actually be put to this process.
When the team comes back, the
to me would be engaging in any other matter that is internationally related that needs the attention of the portfolio committee. That person would also be appreciated so that we are on point and we understand what is happening in the global space around the region of the community. And
thank you very much, Sebastian. That to check the end the update if we don't have a way of influencing. If you, when you look at the areas of focus, they are focusing on correcting the situation in the urban setup. But we all know that the migration is happening every day because of the rural situation in whatever country, whether it's in India, it's the same pattern. People see that in the urban area things are better, but in the rural setup there's no really effort to better the situation. So now there's no unit that is dedicating to also focusing on keeping people in the rural areas also feeling that they are taken care of and to reduce the level of migration throughout the world. This is happening throughout the world. People rush to all the big cities, leaving the rural areas because of no focus, no attempt to make others still want to be in the areas, but because they can see they are forgotten, even the UN habitat does not really think there are people in the rural setup. So I don't know if the South African delegation can influence Wuti when I know in the discussion how we may say things, but maybe there should be a visible unit or focus that would deal with that situation. So people in the rural areas must not come in large numbers, because even all this is happening in all countries. So we must say something about this. Must not force people to squeeze, congest, come. We can't even drive. It's not only in South Africa. So I think we must say something about that.
Thanks, Honorable. I can confirm to you that the Deputy Minister meeting with the South African delegation has been very vocal about the issue of program development here. And South African delegation, when they were having the African meeting, that's one of the things that was exposed to. Because African countries were feeling that the team is more about implementation than program. And that has been captured very well, and that is a wonderful thing. So I just want to say it's something that is being looked at and is being taken care of. But here today, can I?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think you have done it very well. In fact, in our documentation, you'll see the document, the common asking position. Whatever they say about urban, the South Africa will always say urban and rural. Because we want mitigation.
Yeah.
We both at the urban area, but as well as in the rural area. That's what we are saying.
Yeah.
Right through the document. That is what South Africa's impression is in terms of the content of the document. Another issue that we are adding is the issue that we've been talking about a lot. That as much as we have metro, it is critical for us to develop secondary cities.
Yeah.
Those small towns. Those development around small towns is very, very critical. Majority of the rural area, the first point of call is town. Those areas like that must be developed so that to circumvent the issue of people running to the bigger town. But development must take place. But more importantly, in the rural areas where they are, there must be development. So that's why our partnership with the Department of Rural Development is critical, very, very, very critical. We allow even them coming up with proposals of housing. Because we believe that we can work together and provide jobs but also create housing space as well. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we have exhausted our priorities documents and be able to discuss it on our own. And if there's any need, we can call the team to come back and workshop as if it's needed. But as the roadmap comes closer, we will then invite them back continuously. They must not get tired of until we understand exactly what are we going to be going there to do. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate the difference. You are, and just before you leave the end, we just want to apologize with what you said earlier on. I said that lady there called him and time to clarify the fact because we had communicated to him about the time. But we just want to apologize. It won't happen
again.
Thank you. Mrs. Bonner, you want to just stay behind the bit. We are just going to look at the minute and then get to the next. Otherwise, the bit can be.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. If any minute I don't leave, just stay outside. I want to speak to you for 2 minutes.
Okay, fine, please.
Thank you very much. The minute is the minute of last week. It is still fresh. Where we had an interaction with the department on 4-7-5 on the nurse and another doctor. There are the minutes. All that we want is just all the adoption of the
program. I was waiting for that for
you. He was not here. Okay, thank Honorable Ghana, seconded by Honorable Manakabash. Thank you very much. Yes, you can.
No, when I look in the
No, no, you can't. You can't even.
No,
you can't.
I'm not talking about this.
What do you want?
First of all, I see the chat.
Ask the question. Just ask the question so that you have chance.
I'm trying to find out if the DG is not normal in the
We obviously, Ms. Kaikai cannot answer this question right now here because she's the KO, but we, this question you are raising was raised in the introduction case by Honorable Mukara, though he raised it off record. And we raised it with the department that we need to have a solution. So we're hoping that they will clarify us, but we, that question has been asked. Thank you very much. Honorable Mukara.
Thank you, Angelica. Some weeks back before we went to research, we were asked to be briefed around the Nelson Mandela Bay. I want to check how far are we with that, because I appreciate the department coming to brief us with the habitat briefing, but I think there are more pressing issues that we want the department to brief us, and they seem not to be interested in briefing us on important issues. And it's very worrying. We requested it before we went on research.
We will make a follow up on our book, and it's a very important issue. I think it's not in the next coming meeting, but the meeting after that we will try and sort it in, because in the next meeting we have two presentations that are coming.